For those just tuning in, this is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 WMFO, Manfred Tuss Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves. All right, hello and welcome everyone to Stranger Waves Proper. For those of you still listening from noon, really appreciate you sticking around. And we are now in hour two of the set. That was Southern Man live in New York from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Of course, a live version of the Neil Young song off of After the Gold Rush. Very happy to be here for another hour, getting out of the cold and, you know, doing what I love, spinning some good music. And we're going to keep that going for the next hour. In the background here, we have Circles Around the Sun. Again, getting a carryover from that first hour. And then after me, of course, is Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour, which, you know, if you had 2 hours to spare, you probably have three. So I'd highly recommend sticking around and seeing what he's got to offer today. Got some more music coming up. First set was a lot of fun. Did some jazz, did some dead. And, you know, as if that's anything different from what I'm normally doing. And we got some more of that lined up this hour, of course. Did some record shopping a couple weeks ago. Actually, I did some trades. My friend did some shopping. But Dan purchased a copy of Pretzel Logic by Steely Dan, which, of course, is one of the albums I kind of forget when I'm talking about sort of, you know, the best of that run from Can't Buy a Thrill to Gaucho. Pretzel Logic always kind of falls by the wayside for me. But, of course, I go back and re-listen to it. And it's great, because all of those albums, minus Can't Buy a Thrill, which is just kind of okay. Everything from Countdown to Ecstasy to Gaucho is borderline masterpiece territory. Pretzel Logic is no different. This is the opening track from that album, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, which I would maintain is one of the catchiest pop rock songs ever written, and I've never played on the show before. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. Ricky Don't Lose That Number, 1974, Pretzel Logic, Steely Dan. Enjoy.
You might use it if you that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
All right, so that was Ricky Don't Lose That Number off of Pretzel Logic from 1974. Great opening track. And really, very few bands that I'm going to praise as heavily as I do Steely Dan, but just really incredible run in that. And it's weird. The decade of Steely Dan, I guess, greatest hits album that they put out is Can't Buy a Thrill to Katie Lied. Which is weird because if, you know, I were doing it, I'd lop off Can't Buy a Thrill and go Countdown to Ecstasy to Gaucho. Because really that's where the good stuff is, if you ask me personally. But whatever. Got another Blue Note release up next. Mentioned last hour that we'd have some more Cannonball Adderley. And we do, but this time as a band leader in the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. This is a live performance of Mercy, Mercy, Mercy at the Club, as it's called, which is great. Another one found in class. It's a good little track, and I hope you enjoy it.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Thank you.
So I was doing a little bit of reading while that track was playing, and I found out that the club that's referenced in the title is a bit of a misnomer. Turns out it was actually recorded in Capitol's Hollywood studio with an invited audience in an open bar, which I think is fun and kind of gives it that feel. It's from 1967. Again, that was Mercy, Mercy, Mercy by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. Some good stuff. He's one of the great alto saxophones of all time, and a lot of really great jazz recordings kind of owe Cannonball Adderley a pretty massive debt. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Got some more music coming. I haven't played any Jimi Hendrix on the show in a very long time, and so I felt like I would do that because I was going back and listening to a bunch of his stuff recently, particularly Electric Ladyland, which I don't know why. I think a lot of these albums that are kind of in this, like, sort of, quote, classic rock canon, I just neglect and forget about because, oh, that's stuff that I heard when I was growing up, stuff my parents listened to, whatever, ignore it. And then I come back and I re-listen to it, you know, on my own time, and I'm reminded why it is kind of this canon. And Electric Ladyland is definitely one of those albums that kind of stands above the rest, at least in my opinion, as do most of the Hendrix releases. I'm not the biggest fan of Are You Experienced. Really like Axis Bold as Love, though, right up there next to Electric Ladyland. But yeah, this is a Voodoo Child Slight Return, which is the closing track of the album, and it's good stuff. Some really, really influential, super important psychedelic rock. And yeah, Voodoo Child, Jimi Hendrix. Enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, so that was Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix off Electric Ladyland. Good stuff, good stuff. So I throw around the word underrated a lot on this show, which is, you know, a bad habit, but I do believe it about a lot of stuff. I think a lot of great music kind of gets cast to the side. But I'm staking this right now. If I had to pick one Dead tune that is criminally underrated in terms of how much it's been played, it's got to be Weather Report Suite from Wake of the Flood. Let It Grow, just kind of the last segment of it, gets played on its own pretty frequently. I think Dead and Company still does it, and I'm pretty sure I saw Bobby Weir play it sometime in the past month on this winter tour that he's been on. But I love the whole composition, because I think Let It Grow benefits so much from kind of the preceding couple tracks in the Weather Report Suite, and it builds to this really great kind of conclusion as it's sort of going through the seasons and everything. And Let It Grow is still great on its own, and when it's played on its own, it can be jammed out really long. But I'm gonna say it, I prefer Weather Report Suite as a whole. And this one is definitely my favorite that I've ever heard. It also happens to come from one of the best Dick's Picks releases ever, Volume 12, which is a amalgamation of two shows in 1974, June 26th, June 28th, at the Providence Civic Center in Providence, Rhode Island, and Boston Garden in Boston, respectively. It's really good. Again, another long one, but I think that it's worth sticking around for, especially for the payoff that Let It Grow kind of brings. Bob's great on this, Jerry's screaming, Donna's doing her thing. The band's in good form, is all I gotta say. And if you enjoy this, I heavily encourage you to go check out Dick's Picks Volume 12, one of the great releases from that series, even if it's not a full concert, kind of the best bits from these two nights in 74. In New England. So yeah, Weather Report Suite from 1974. Enjoy.
Tell me why summer's bad and roses die. The answer came, the wind and rain. Golden hills, now veiled in gray, and summer leaves are blown away, and what remains, the wind and rain. And like a desert spray, my lover comes and spreads her wings, like a song that's born to like a song that's born to soar the sky. Blowing till the waters all are dry. Loving in your eyes.
In a grand water rain, we'll see summer come again. Darkness falls and seasons change.
Gonna happen every time.
Same old friends and wind and rain.
But we'll see summer by.
Thank you. What shall we say? Shall we call it by name? We'll look out the angels dancing on a pin. Warm and bright in the sky from which it came. And the name is on the earth that takes it in.
Yeah, that was Weather Report Suite by the Grateful Dead from 1974. That's another one that I'm really gunning for, hoping to see this summer, but I'll settle just for Let It Grow. I don't know. I think Weather Report Suite's really special, and I'm sad that it rarely gets played in its entirety anymore. I'm happy that Let It Grow stuck in the repertoire for a while, but again, I think it works better as a whole piece, as it was kind of not originally conceived, because Prelude was played for years before Wake the Flood was ever recorded and it was all put together and whatever. I could talk about this for hours, but if I'm ever talking about a Dead song and you are interested to learn more about it, or I haven't done a good enough job filling you in on the radio, I highly, highly recommend Greatest Stories Ever Told, which is a little kind of feature on the Grateful Dead website that kind of breaks down some of the more famous songs, gives you some background information on them, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm getting pretty tired. The end of this 2 hours is almost upon us. I got one more song for everybody, and then I'm gonna pass the reins over to Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour, which again, heavily, heavily encourage you to stick around for some fun stuff I'm sure is brewing. I haven't played an LCD Sound System song on this show in a really long time, And I feel like changing that today because despite what I play on here, what I'm listening to is often a little bit different because, you know, playing during the day, only have so much I can play that, you know, isn't explicit, isn't overly long. These 2 hour blocks give me definitely a little bit more flexibility to play some longer stuff, which I'm always grateful for. But, you know, my taste and what I play on the show are a little bit differently because I'm also catering towards my audience just a little bit. But if I were to pick an LCD Sound System song to be my favorite, this would be it. And seeing it live last year really only further entrenched that belief. Absolutely one of the best live performances I've ever seen. And I still think about it pretty regularly. This is All My Friends from Sound of Silver, which I don't really think needs much of an introduction if you've ever listened to LCD Sound System before. You've heard this song. If you've been listening to the show for a while, I'm sure you've heard this song at some point. I've definitely played it in the past. We're going to let this play, and then I'm going to hand over the reins to Dan. This has been Harrison, and you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This was Stranger Waves. I'll see you all at the same time next week, just from 1 to 2, not from 12 to 2 as it was this week. And yeah, best 3 hour block college radio keeps on trucking. Thanks again for tuning in. This is All My Friends by LCD Sound System. Thank you.
someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money on heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb.